Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. As we mentioned at the onset, Sacred Heart Southern Missions is a big part of today's program. With all the inclement weather this week, instead of doing it here in the studio, we've got the public relations and communications manager on the phone. So I appreciate the flexibility in doing this over the phone. But Laura Grisham, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well today. Thanks.
Absolutely. Once again, thanks for being flexible with all this crazy weather, but definitely excited to have you on the radio show talking about the great work that your organization is doing. 75 years in terms of the legacy and the mark that you've had already. So 75 years going strong. Give listeners, though, for starters, the mission, and then let's talk about the areas, the counties that you serve. So let's start with the mission of Sacred Heart Southern Missions.
Our mission is to be a witness to the all-inclusive love of God revealed in the Sacred Heart, to be a voice of compassion for people in need, and to be steadfast in our work for social justice. Under that canopy, we do a lot of work for the poor, and we operate in the five counties in northwest Mississippi, DeSoto, Tate, Tunica, Marshall, and Benton counties.
And so you, as you alluded to, when you talk about social services, you would do a lot of different things, everything from food ministry, a thrift store, housing, Project Good Mother. So you cover a very, very wide spectrum.
We do.
Let's kind of dive into some of these. So let's start with the food ministries. Give us an idea when you talk about the food ministries, what does that mean to Sacred Heart Southern Missions?
Well, we have six food pantries within our within our social service offices. We have a main food pantry here at our office in Walls, and each one of our offices has emergency food for people who come in for social services that we provide. And it is, well, last year we handed out 315 tons of food, which is a whole lot when you consider that one in four people in Mississippi are food insecure.
And I know that, too, the holidays, I mean, obviously you're coming right out of the holidays, and that's a prime need for families as well, and that's a big push for you guys, too, correct?
Correct. We helped nearly 500 families with food and with, obviously, Angel Tree programs and senior gift bags and senior food distributions over the holidays.
Talk about another thing I think that's really interesting is the housing side, and that plays a heavy role as well. So give us an idea of the housing for Sacred Heart Southern Missions.
We have a, I use the term loosely, but it's a transitional housing community here in Walls where we have 38 homes, and we help people who have been economically disadvantaged in some way, shape, or form, whether it be maybe they were burned out of a house, maybe their spouse left them, maybe they lost their job, maybe, you know, there's so many different scenarios, and we are able to put these people in homes that are low income. There's 2, 3, and 4 bedrooms, and so we have all different sizes of families and whatnot. We help these people get back on their feet and get back into mainstream home ownership or rental, depending on what their situation is. We try and provide services like our social services, you know, whether it be help with an electric bill or the food or whatever. But we also provide budget counseling and help people with their resumes, help them find a job, you know, repair their credit, do all these different things to get them back on their feet. So we're trying to encompass the entire individual, which is kind of the way we handle everyone who comes to us for service.
Well, and I think that's important is the holistic approach. So it's one thing to provide the housing, but it's another to make that sustainable with all the wraparound support and services. And as you said, everything, even from the kind of the credit counseling and the home buying services to help them not only regain with the stability of the kind of the short term, you know, helping them and lifting them, but also to ultimately give them the skills and the experience to be able to take that next step and be more set and established on their end. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk about Project Good Mother. I think this is it's a series of classes, but when you talk about working with teen mothers and helping them, it's another area that I think is really important for the community.
Project Good Mother is a series of 10 classes, which is offered several times a year for pregnant teens. And, you know, they're referred by local high schools, the DHS, the different agencies throughout the area. And the girls who come into the class are required to go to the 10 classes. It's once a week. Transportation is provided to the class. And we give them everything from, okay, start out, this is what's going to be happening to you over the next 9 months. Once your baby gets here, this is how to do CPR. This is how to breastfeed. This is how to look in the different areas for help with your child. You know, most of these children are low income as well. So, you know, you're looking for all types of resources for them. And you're giving them everything that they need, you know, how to take care of their child. You know, not talking about, you want to keep these kids in school, and you want them to put their children in school. So you strive to show the importance of education in all the different things that you're doing, and the importance of staying in school. Even though you have a child, you know, doesn't mean that you have to quit school to facilitate taking care of that child. There's other resources. So we're really trying to make sure that they get a leg up, because, you know, that for some that it's very difficult. And once they're finished with the classes, they get their parting gift, I guess if you want to call it. They get a layette set and a car seat. They get all the things, you know, diapers. Nice. And all the things to take care of the kid. So once they've had the child, you've got everything at your fingertips to be able to take care of it.
Well, I hope listeners are kind of already seeing the picture, you know, that you're painting, is the fact that it's not just stepping in one place. It's the holistic approach of saying, okay, you know, we're going to help you here, but we're also going to help you here, 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 and all the way through to be able
That's
to make
right.
sure that we can get your life in order and not only back on track, but on the right track in general. And I think that's so important, is to step alongside, because in many cases, you know, these families, these individuals have nowhere else to turn. And so the fact
exactly
that you're there
right.
to help them is so important for our city and our community overall.
That's absolutely correct. One of the biggest things that we provide or believe in is education. Education is the best tool to break the cycle of poverty. And so in everything that we do, there's some kind of education element, whether it be for, like, Project Good Mother with the teens. It might be for budget counseling. It might be home buyer education. But it's also, we have adult continuing education courses that are open to everybody in the community. And it may be anger management. It might be domestic violence. It might be job readiness. Might be helping someone get their GED or improve their job skills.
Right.
Whatever the situation calls for, we try to have something available for the people to take advantage of.
I want to also touch on, you have a thrift store. You also work with those who have HIV and AIDS. That
yes,
in
sir.
Of itself is a ministry. Talk about the thrift store, because I think that's another side of this that, you know, especially for those that are, you know, even going on a, you're helping them with their GED and job skills training to then have a suit that they can wear for that interview. I mean, I think there's so many things, once again, back to the full service approach to this. But talk about the thrift store and then also your work with HIV and AIDS.
Okay. The thrift store, which is located in Hernando, we sell things for pennies on the dollar. We take donations from all over the community, whether it be clothing, furniture, household items, you name it. We've got it down there, and it changes daily. In saying that, the people who are in need, if someone was burned out or they suffered some kind of severe economic troubles, they get vouchers to go in the thrift store to get what they need at no cost. I mean, that's part of our mission. We have a gift in kind department that handles, like, bigger ticket items, I guess, if you want to call it that, where, like, if somebody was burned out and they need, you know, I need a bed, I need a refrigerator, I need this, that, or the other, we have within our resources, whatever is donated to us, we're able to provide many of these things. Maybe not all of them, but at least to help get people back on their feet. And then, like I said, for the rest of the community, it's pennies on the dollar. And for people who can go in there and purchase their things, that's a good thing to have as a resource.
Absolutely.
As far as our HIV and AIDS ministry, we provide basic social services just like we do for everyone else. We do have counseling available, but we provide food and help with utility bills and things. And this is part of the Ryan White services that are offered throughout the tri-state area.
Gotcha. I also want to touch on the fact that you have schools. I mean, you mentioned obviously education is a huge piece of what you do. I mean, it's at the core. But you've got Sacred Heart School, South Haven and Holy Family School, Holly Springs. You've got schools. I mean, talk about kind of the school side of everything you're doing with Sacred Heart Southern Missions.
Well, again, education is top priority with us, and so we do have two Catholic elementary schools. Sacred Heart is in South Haven. Holy Family is in Holly Springs. Together, they have a little over 500 children who we help give an education to. At Holy Family, many of the children, almost 100%, not quite, are on the free or reduced lunch program. And they, you know, that community is a little more depressed, and they need a little bit more help. And so we're able to help them with their tuition and basically a private school education at a lower cost.
Yeah. So everything you're doing, which, I mean, obviously it's a lot. I mean, we're just scratching the surface in terms of just kind of giving listeners an idea of everything you do. But, you know, financially, obviously, to be able to underwrite that cost is huge. So financial contributions play a very important role. Volunteerism, obviously, is extremely important. Give us an idea of how the listeners can help. So maybe what are, outside of financial contributions, give us maybe a couple of ways we can volunteer. Or how can we help?
Okay, well, let's talk about the volunteer program, because that in and of itself is a way to help people who are in some type of financial distress. We have several thousand people who come to Sacred Heart Southern Missions every year to help us with home rehab projects and to help, like, build wheelchair ramps. The people that we service obviously have quite a bit of need, and if you ever went out in the community to see some of the houses of the clients that we have, I mean, one lady in particular comes to mind. You can actually, there was no outside facade on her home.
Wow.
And you could put your hand in the corner of her house and reach into her bedroom. That's how dilapidated it was. It's not unusual for there to be all kinds of problems. As far as the volunteer program goes, people who are economically disadvantaged have a hard time making repairs to their home. The elderly and disabled need help maybe constructing a wheelchair ramp for accessibility and for independence. So we go out into the community for the people that, you know, our clients, and we try to help them, whether it be putting a roof on the house or painting the house or putting insulation in so that the utility bills aren't so high. All these things help the families and help them get back on their feet. And so, once again, it's a holistic approach, and we, like I said, we have several thousand volunteers that come from all over the country who help us with these home rehab projects. And whether you have an hour, a day, a week, whatever you have, we can put you to work doing some good in the community.
That's awesome.
You do not have to have any skills either, by the way. Most people are like, oh, I don't know anything about home construction or home repair or anything like that. I can't even do my own home. Don't worry about it. We can fix that.
Literally.
We have skilled staff members who teach people how to do things and are able to lead you through whatever project we're trying to accomplish. Things that are obviously like rewiring things are not going to be on your agenda.
Right.
But other things, I mean, you would not think that the average Joe Blow could run and go roof a house, but I promise you, you can. Just need our good folks to guide you along and show you what to do. So if you have a few minutes, we can put you to work. And if you're not so inclined to step on the roof or anything like that, you know, there's work in our food pantries. You can volunteer in our soup kitchen in Holly Springs. We have people who cook the meals, serve the meals, clean up after the meals, and Tuesdays and Thursdays and during the evening time, that's a wonderful time to get to know your neighbors and help some people out who could really use a good meal.
Well, we're talking with Laura Grisham with Sacred Heart Southern Missions. Tell listeners where they can learn more about Sacred Heart Southern Missions, the website, any social media. How can we connect in?
Our website is www.shsm.org. And we do have a Facebook page, and I try to post the different projects that we have going on, whether it be a food drive or people who have actually come in and worked on the home or worked in our cafe or whatever the fun thing of the day is. So you can find out about that. You can also you can call or you can email, and we will absolutely send you whatever kind of information that you might want to know, how to do a food drive, how to volunteer, how to donate, and be happy to have you.
Well, Laura, greatly appreciate all you do with Sacred Heart Southern Missions, and greatly appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a presentation of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com or call 901-321-1020. Follow the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle or hashtag CityCurrent. And tune in each Sunday morning from 7 to 8 across the Cumulus Media Memphis Network.